It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
FM from a warm and breezy afternoon in Concordia, Kansas. The AA Legion State Baseball Championship Tournament continues. Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman in studio. Thank you so much for hanging with us as we get set for Hiawatha Post 66 and Smith County Post 220 in a winner's bracket game here in just a little bit. But if you missed it, we had it on 92-1. Boy, heck of a game between Corning Post 216 and Norton, as Corning held on for a thrilling 8-7 win to keep their tournament hopes alive. So Corning will get the loser of this upcoming game in a 6 o'clock tilt here tonight in Concordia. So we could, for a second straight season, have two locals in an elimination game here at the state tournament. But if Hiawatha wins, they will advance to a 3:30 game tomorrow afternoon and put themselves in a very good position to maybe reach a state championship game. Well, it's Hiawatha again, the 2 seed, and Smith County, the 3 seed. Hiawatha defeated Marysville, the 7 seed, 6-4 in their opener yesterday. Smith County got by the 6 seed Independence by a score of 3-2. Real quick, let's get you the lineups for this one here today on KMCA. We'll start with the road team in Smith County, a record of 13-7. They will go like this here against Hiawatha. Bentley Montgomery will lead it off. He'll be at shortstop. Mason Rohr, the pitcher, he bats second. Davion Orr is the center fielder, and he bats third. Brant Wilson at third base, batting cleanup. Luke Franklin is the first baseman, batting fifth. You have Evan Slavik, the left fielder, batting sixth. Reed Doan at second base, batting seventh. Eli Franklin, the catcher, batting eighth. And Ian Doan is the right fielder, rounding it out for Smith County. So again, Montgomery at short, Rohr pitching, Orr in center, Wilson at third, Luke Franklin at first, Slavik in left, Reed Doan at second, Eli Franklin catching, and Ian Doan is the right fielder. Smith County, by the way, the Blue Raiders. For the Braves of Hiawatha Post 66, Josh Smith at second. He'll lead it off. Cooper Jacobson in left, batting second. Ashton Rocky in center, bats third. Sam Dunn, the shortstop in the cleanup spot. Caden Smith at first, batting fifth. Brant Barnhill will pitch. He is batting sixth. Gannon Becker at third, batting seventh. Lucas Lancaster catching, batting eighth. And Cooper Wishrup batting ninth and in right field. A winner's bracket game after a timeout at Hiawatha and Smith County coming up next.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Faint in Holton for a free insurance review. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Kansaland Radio.
I'm in Kirk Kilman here in Concordia, touching up on 90 degrees, windy conditions out of the south, touching as high as 25 miles per hour. It is day two of the American Legion AA State Baseball Championship Tournament, and Hiawatha Post 66 getting ready to duke it out with Smith County Post 220 in a winner's bracket game. Hiawatha, the home team in this one with a record of 27-10. They have had a really good run, and it can continue with another win here today. Smith County comes in with a record of 13-7. Smith County beat Independence yesterday in their opener 3-2. Hiawatha held on, beat Marysville. That final was 6-4. Two teams have been eliminated, Independence in the first game today, and then Corning eliminating Norton in game two. You heard it on 92-1, a thrilling one, 8-7 that final. So Corning gets the loser of this game tonight at 6, so for a second straight year, we could see our two local teams duking it out here in the state tournament. Last year, Corning eliminated Seneca in day two of the tournaments, and now we could see Hiawatha and Corning, but if Hiawatha wins, they'll move on and have another game tomorrow at 3:30. So we'll see. It's been a lot of fun, but we're still cruising along here, and Brant Barnhill will get the ball here as Hiawatha, the home team, will be the first team out on defense, of course, in Smith County with 13 wins and 7 losses. They are the Blue Raiders. Blue jersey tops, white numerals and lettering, dark gray pants. Hiawatha in their normal red uni tops, blue numerals and lettering. They are trimmed in white with gray pants. Bentley Montgomery, Mason Rohr, and Davion Orr. So there's a Rohr and an Orr. So like yesterday, we had Concordia and Corning. Now we get similar names here for Smith County. So again, bear with me. Might stumble a few times. We got a Roar. We got an Orr. We got two Franklins, and we got two Dones as well. So just some food for thought. Here we go. Game number two of what's now going to be a three-day broadcast or a three-game broadcast schedule today. First pitch high by Barnhill to Montgomery for ball one. And this second game is underway. First here on 103.9. Breaking ball, missing inside, two balls and no strikes here on Bentley Montgomery, the shortstop for Smith County Post 220. Brant Barnhill looking for his first strike. He will not get it on that pitch. It's now 3-0. Oh, Montgomery, a good opportunity here to get aboard, maybe with a walk. He'll take a first pitch called strike, and there is the first strike for Brant Barnhill. He hasn't pitched a ton this summer. So again, you got to be very strategic with your pitching staff. As a 3-1 is grounded to the first baseman, Caden Smith underhands a diving play, and they get the out at first. That is a great defensive play by Caden Smith, and then Barnhill covering. Boy, Montgomery had great speed, and from where I am, it looked like he maybe beat out that throw, but the call is an out, and the first out of the game is a ground out to first. So one up, one down. Here is Mason Rohr, R-O-H-R. He will start as the pitcher for Smith County today, and the first pitch to him is low and in the dirt, ball number one. They defeated Independence in the first game of the tournament yesterday. That was a 3-2 final. They led 3-0. Independence came back with two late runs, but the Blue Raiders were able to hold on for the win. Two balls, no strikes here on Rohr. Here is the next pitch, and it runs inside and hits him. So our first base runner of the game is a hit batter. Mason Rohr takes first, and now Davion Orr with one out and a runner at first. The center fielder now steps in. He will bat from the left side, wearing jersey number 11. He will be back in the box, well open on his stance. Barnhill, first time out of the stretch, kicks and deals. Just missed outside for ball number one. So there's the announcement. I said it earlier in that first game with Corning. So if you return a foul ball, you get a free popsicle. Good day for those as we're touching up on 90 degrees, and it's only going to continue to get warmer as the day progresses. There's a called strike to Orr. One ball, one strike, one out, one on. Top one, no score. Barnhill's pitch. Just missed inside. That was a pretty good spot there. Didn't get the call, and Davion Orr is ahead in the count. Two balls, one strike. Here is the pitch. That is high, missing with a fastball. Now 3-1. Mason Rohr, the runner at first. He was hit by a pitch on a 1-0 count. Now Orr following and is ahead 3-1. Barnhill's pitch. It is high, ball four. So after a ground out to first by Montgomery, a hit batter in Mason Rohr and a walk issued to Davion Orr. And the cleanup man in Brant Wilson. Defensively, behind Barnhill, Lancaster catching, Becker at third, Dunn at short, Josh Smith at second base, you got Caden Smith at first, Jacobson in left, Rocky in center, Wishrup in right. You got a lot of athletes in the outfield that can cover a lot of ground. So Smith County in a spot here to get on the board first, two on, one out. Barnhill out of the stretch, Wilson steps in from the right side, first pitch is a called strike number one, a knee-high fastball. Iola, the number one seed, has 28 wins after their victory yesterday. Hiawatha's win yesterday was their 27th. Those are the top two teams, and a ground ball just missed foul. Could have been extra bases and potentially multiple runs, but fortunate for Hiawatha there, it's just strike number two. Mason Rohr at second base, Davion Orr is at first. 0-2 by Barnhill. Ground ball, third base side, fielded, and the play only at third for the second out. That was a nice play by Becker. So a ground out to third, so runners stay at first and second, but now two outs. Or up to second, and then Wilson takes over at first base. So first and second, now two down. It's up to Luke Franklin, the first baseman, here for Smith County. He will also bat from the left side, wearing jersey number 20. Barnhill's pitch is hit well, but right at the first baseman, Caden Smith, a chest-high grab for the final out. So Smith County, they threaten with two on in the first inning, but come up empty. We head now to the bottom of the first inning. No score between Hiawatha and Smith County.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Just getting going here on KNZA. Another warm afternoon in Concordia, Kansas. Day two of the AA State Legion Baseball Tournament. And Hiawatha post 66. They are 1-0 here in a winner's bracket game against Smith County. No score. We head to the bottom of the first. And Hiawatha, their first chance against Mason Rohr, the starting pitcher and a right-handed thrower for Smith County. Josh Smith, Cooper Jacobson, and Ashton Rocky due up for the 27-10 Hiawatha post 66 Braves. Our coverage of American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And I want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Hiawatha beat Marysville in their first-round game yesterday. That was a 6-4 final. They led 6-2 late. Marysville got a couple of late runs, but Hiawatha able to hold on for that win. Corning awaits the loser at 6 o'clock. Corning won a thriller in their elimination game earlier this morning, beating Norton by a final score of 8-7. So the two teams that have gone home, six remain, Norton and Independence. So here we go, Josh Smith, the second baseman, leading it off here for Hiawatha. A .229 batting average entering the tournament. 0-3, couple of walks in the win yesterday. And the first pitch by Rohr is taken a little bit high for ball one. And the bottom of the first is underway. No score. Rohr sets and deals. And it's hit out into left field, and it drops for a base hit. How about that? Josh Smith, a leadoff single. As some would say, put pretty good wood on it. And just like that, a leadoff man on for Hiawatha. Now Cooper Jacobson will step into the box. Batting average of .322. A single and a run scored yesterday. He was 1-for-4. So quickly Rohr out of the stretch. And he deals inside for a ball. Hiawatha at state for a second time in 3 years. They made it to Topeka back in 2022. That was a different style. It was a pool play style tournament. They went 1-3. But here is a simple 8-team tournament double elimination field. One ball, one strike, Rohr tossing to first, and Josh Smith back in safely. He is there with a leadoff single. No score, just getting going, bottom one. It was 88 degrees at first pitch. Now Smith takes off, throw is high, and the slide is in time, he gets there. Boy, actually turned into a pretty close play. But Smith with a stolen base, and he is in two scoring position with nobody out. And Jacobson the advantage, two balls, one strike. Spins the bat above his left shoulder, batting from the left side. Pretty straight up with the stance, slight bend to the knees, takes one outside for ball three. Well, Smith County had an opportunity, putting two on with one out in the first. Unable to score, but now Hiawatha a chance here. And that one is outside, ball four. So now Hiawatha has two on and nobody out here in the bottom of the first. The wind is starting to pick up. I'm just hoping the canopy holds true. So a single and a walk. Josh Smith at second base. Jacobson at first. Here's Ashton Rocky. First pitch swinging. Lifts it out to center field, but playable. backing up and making the catches or for the out, and it's deep enough to get Josh Smith over to third. So still a somewhat productive at bat for Rocky as he flies out to center. And in the process, Smith tags up to third base. So 90 feet away from the first run. Josh Smith at third, Rocky the first out, Jacobson still at first. I love it when people try to talk to you when you're on the air. Try to be nice. But it's frustrating sometimes. Anyways, back to it. There's a called strike here to Sam Dunn. Jacobson was able to take second base without a throw. So a big opportunity here for Hiawatha. Two on, one out. Another one fouled out of play here. And one ball, two strikes here on Sam Dunn. Dunn 0 for 4 yesterday, but he has had a great summer overall. 359 on the batting average. Fouls another one away here. Stays 1 and 2. Josh Smith, the runner at third. Cooper Jacobson, the runner at second. Ashton Rocky, the lone out so far. Caden Smith on deck. No score, but Hiawatha threatening to get on first. Pitch by Rohr is launched out into left field, but way foul. And it stays 1 ball, 2 strikes. I'll tell you what, really going back to the zone tournament last weekend and even yesterday's game with Hiawatha. Oh, that is a very good pitch. Off speed. Swung on and missed, and down goes Dunn for out number two. And finishing my thought real quick on Dunn, I was going to mention just how good he has been defensively at shortstop. Right there, couldn't get it done. A strikeout. Now it's up to Caden Smith with two outs and two on. And the first pitch by Rohr is a high fastball missing. It's 1-0. Smith productive yesterday. He was 1-for-3 with a 2 RBI single. He was also hit by a pitch. Now he fouls this one away, and it's 1-ball-1-strike. For the season, a 329 average. 5 doubles, 24 RBIs, 26 after the 2 yesterday. Takes one high here, 2 balls, 1 strike. And the pitch is a ground ball. Third baseman, that is fielded nicely by Wilson. Long throw, though, but he gets it there in time. So both teams strand a pair of runners in the first inning. We got donuts on the board. To the second we go, it's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A warm and breezy afternoon once again in Concordia, Kansas, side of the AA Legion State Baseball Tournament. Day number 2 in a winner's bracket game here. Hiawatha post 66, Smith County post 220. Deadlocked at 0-0 as we go to the second inning of play. Brant Barnhill back to work for Hiawatha. He will get 6, 7, and 8. In the Blue Raiders lineup, that'll be Evan Slavik, a left fielder, followed by Reed Doan, the second baseman, and then Eli Franklin, the catcher. The winner plays in a semifinal tomorrow at 3:30. The loser will have to play again tonight against Corning post 216. We will have Corning, of course, at 6 o'clock now. Whether it's against Hiawatha or Smith County remains to be seen. No score, second inning. Just getting going. Brant Barnhill's first pitch to Slavik is popped up to the right side. First baseman, now the catcher in Lancaster has a beat on it, and he makes the catch. And one pitch and one out here in the second. So here's Reed Doan. He is the second baseman. Gotta love the cloud cover when you get it. Both teams stranded a pair of runners in the first. So both had opportunities, but neither could get on the board first. First pitch to Reed Doan is low and outside for ball one. He'll get the sign from Lancaster. That pitch is in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Again, Barnhill, he was used a little bit in the Zone 3 tournament pitching-wise, but overall, just nine innings pitched this summer, a 1-1 record, 18 walks to 8 strikeouts, and an ERA of 12.44. So again, he hasn't pitched a ton, but it hasn't been incredibly successful. But now in a big-time spot here in the state tournament in a winner's bracket game. There's a called strike there on Reed Doan. Two balls, one strike, one out. Base is empty here. Top two, no score. Now this is sent out the other way to right field. Wishrup thought about making a dive for it. Instead pulls back and he lets it fall in for a single. Wishrup charged pretty hard and then pulled up at the last second and let it bounce down for a hit. So his thought process there, if I miss it on a dive, it could be extra bases, or I can hold him to a one-out single. Pretty smart play. But now Reed Doan at first base, one out. Here's the catcher in Eli Franklin. The third left-handed batter to come up here for Smith County, and he takes the first pitch called strike. First hits of the afternoon for Smith County. Not much of a lead at first for Doan. Barnhill out of the stretch, kicks and deals, and a high fastball is popped up in the air. Right side, this is Caden Smith, the first baseman, makes a one-handed catch above the head, and an easy out number two. So a pop out to the catcher, a pop out to first, the two outs here in the inning. Doan still at first base, and now it's up to Ian Doan, the right fielder. And he will bat from the right side. Barnhill sets, glancing at first, not much of a lead for Reed Doan. This is Ian Doan at the plate, and he takes a first pitch called strike. Barnhill faced five in the first. Smith County left him on first and second. There's a foul ball back into the net, and it's quickly no balls, two strikes. We've seen some wild games so far here in the tournament. Maybe that one on 92-1 with Corning and Norton was probably the wildest one to this point. But outside of Iola and Norton last night, every game's been relatively close. Hiawatha beat Marysville 6-4 in their opener. Smith County beat Independence 3-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs, one on. Runner takes off. Barnhill's pitch is lifted foul. But maybe a chance to make a play, and oh no, it is a foul ball. I'm not sure. I think, oh wow, the umpire calls it foul. So my vantage points off the bat, it looked like that one was going to be well foul. But when I watched it land, if you were asking me, it looked fair. But that is a break for Hiawatha, as that would have been a double and an RBI. But the runner goes back, and it's still 0-2 here on Ian Doan. That could have been a break there for Hiawatha. Let's see if they can hold true and get out of it. Runner takes off. Ground ball through the hole. Diving effort not there, and it's a base hit. Well, the hit and run is on. Good throw to third, but not in time. And now with two outs, runners at the corners. Back to the top of the order with Bentley Montgomery. So for a second straight inning, Smith County with two base runners on with two outs. First time around, unsuccessful, but now it's up to the top of the order. Montgomery grounded out to first base to begin the game. Barnhill out of the stretch and deals, and he lifts it high in the air, right side, foul territory, playable though for Caden Smith, and he makes the catch. So back-to-back innings, Smith County strands a pair. 1.5 in, still no score. Hiawatha coming up for the bottom of the second. Right after this, it's American Legion Baseball.
As your hometown bank, Citizen State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or SkyviewEquipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Coverage from the AA Legion State Baseball Tournaments here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. They are online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience, commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. Again, 785-851-0785. Also, Helena Agri Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Well, back-to-back innings for Smith County, where they put two runners on with two outs, both times coming up empty. And we're still scoreless as we go to the bottom of the second inning in Hiawatha, who also put two base runners on in the home first and were unsuccessful. Now get their second opportunity, starting here with the pitcher, Brant Barnhill, as Mason Rohr fires and misses low with a fastball for ball one. Bottom two, we are now officially on. Gannon Becker, Lucas Lancaster to follow. Ooh, a little chin music, and he swung out of the way in time. It's two balls, no strikes. Next pitch, and that one does run up and get him in the back. Well, the previous pitch was close, and that one a little bit closer, and it gets him. So Barnhill, a leadoff man on, hit by the pitch. He is okay, down to first, and that'll bring up Gannon Becker. Becker did not participate in the lineup. We're going to have a courtesy runner. It's going to be Camden Thonin. So Thonin will run for Barnhill at first. Nobody out. No score. Bottom two. Becker playing at third today. Becker pitched yesterday, went the distance, got the win. Seven innings, nine hits, four runs, two walks, and one strikeout. Defense certainly helped him, but when you get to this point and you have someone that can go all the way, it is very, very beneficial. And he pitched all seven yesterday, helping his team get the win. Thonin, the courtesy runner at first base, nobody out. Becker shows bunt, puts a beautiful one down. Third base side, it's going to be a close play, and not in time. It's an infield bunt single. Thonin to second, and two on, and nobody out. Here is Lucas Lancaster, now the catcher, who steps in. Hiawatha again with an opportunity here. Two on and now nobody out. Thonin, the courtesy runner at second. Becker, the runner at first after a nice bunt single. Rohr's pitch is low and outside for ball one. Lancaster, one for two, a single and two walks in the win yesterday. 261 average entering the tournament. High chopper over the pitcher and Rohr. Fielded at second by Doan, and a late throw is not in time. Or they get the runner out at second, tried to get the double play. So one out, runners now at the corners. Beg your pardon. So they tried to get the double play. My field of vision got caught a little bit, so they get Becker out at second. So Thonen, the courtesy runner at third, and now we will see another courtesy runner take over at first base. So again, runners at the corners, Wishrup in. One for two with an RBI single yesterday. The umpires getting everything in order with
Oldham, number nine.
As Xavier Oldham is the courtesy runner. Or Michael Oldham, excuse me. So you got two courtesy runners on, and now he takes second base without a throw. So now second and third, and Wishrup swings, pops it up, center field, shallow. This could bring in a run. Here comes Thonen from third, the throw, one hop, the tag, not in time, and the run is safe. It was a close play, but Hiawatha gets on the board with a sacrifice fly from Cooper Wishrup, and it's 1-0. So two outs, and in the process, Lancaster, beg your pardon, he moves up to third base, or Oldham, courtesy runner, getting switched up here, but runner at third, two down, 1-0 Hiawatha. Back to the top of the order with Josh Smith, a single in his first at bat. Roar's pitch in there called strike. It's 0-1. So Hiawatha using multiple courtesy runners here this inning. Oldham scoring on that. Now a wild pitch. It gets away, and that allows the runner to score. Oldham, the wild pitch, scampering in from third, and it's now a 2-0 lead. A productive inning. Now a 1-1 count, bases empty, and two down. The pitch. Missing with a fastball upstairs. And it is two balls and one strike here on Josh Smith. And singled in the first. He was 0 for 3 yesterday with a couple of walks, and now takes another one inside. It's 3-1. Jacobson due up next. Two runs in for Hiawatha. They lead 2-0. And that is inside, ball four. So Jacobson now up, who walked in his first at bat. You got Josh Smith at first base, two outs, two runs in. Sack fly by Wishrup. And then a run scoring on a wild pitch. Roar sets, deals, and missed high with the fastball. It's 1-0. So each team in their first two at-bats putting runners on, but Hiawatha is the first team to take advantage here in the bottom of the second. Roar with a soft toss to first, and Josh Smith back in safely. He did steal second after getting on in the first. And a 1-0 is high. Two balls and no strikes. Well, the cloud cover has moved away quickly. Sun is back out. Here's a ground ball to the first baseman. Bobbled by Franklin, but he gets there in time to get the out. Sacrifice fly by Cooper Wishrup, and then a wild pitch scoring the second run of the game. Two innings in, Hiawatha leads it 2-0.
Exciting news, Seneca. Rainbow is going all in with fiber to the home. We're expanding our fiber optic network to deliver faster, more reliable internet straight to your doorstep. With the help of our contractors, NCS and D'Aguilar, we're investing $5.2 million in nearly 65 miles of fiber, bringing symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigabits per second. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value and supports remote work. Join us in growing a superior broadband network. Stay tuned, Seneca, for updates and visit our website at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Gansaland Radio.
Here we go. Continuing on here in Concordia, Brandon Salmon and Kirk Hillman in our 103.9 at studios. Hiawatha, the first two runs of the game here on Smith County, 2-0 as we go to the third. They get a sacrifice fly from Cooper Wishrup and then a run scoring on a wild pitch. And so Barnhill back out to start the third inning, getting the number two spot in the order. Mason Rohr takes the first pitch high for ball one. The 1-0 is foul, and it's one ball, one strike. No runs, two hits, and four left. Smith County put two runners on in each of the first two innings. Could not take advantage of those opportunities. Now they're down 2-0 to Hiawatha. And that next pitch is low for ball number two. Davion Orr and Brant Wilson also due up in this inning for the Blue Raiders. Popped up, right side, Caden Smith, first baseman, charging, and gets in front of Barnhill to make the catch. I don't even know if Barnhill was ready for that. Avoiding a collision, nonetheless, it's caught by Smith for the out.
Davion Orr, number 11, on deck, Brant Wilson.
So in each of the first three innings, Barnhill has retired the leadoff man. And now here is Davion Orr, who walked in his first at-bat. Did not get past second base. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. Base is empty, one out. Top of the third, Hiawatha leading this winner's bracket game 2-0. The pitch, another one in the dirt. Looks like it may have slipped out of his hand. He kind of went towards the hand and wiped it on the side of his pants. It is warm. It is humid. It is windy. Two balls, no strikes. Barnhill's pitch. Ground ball, right side. Josh Smith couldn't get it. By his glove and out into right for a base hit. That'll be a single by Orr. Third hit for Smith County today. And he is at first base with one out. That brings up Brant Wilson. Reached on a fielder's choice in his first at-bat. Smith County, they continue the trend of having a base runner on in every inning to this point. Runner takes off. Got a great jump, and it's popped up to the left side. It's going to be in the infield. Runner has to go back. It's caught by Dunn. Throw to first is in time. A DP. How about it? Well, the hit and run, not well utilized there. A double play ends the inning. We head to the bottom of the third inning. 2.5 in the books. Hiawatha leading this game 2-0.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
News here this afternoon, a warm day in Concordia, AA Legion Baseball State Tournament action. Hiawatha, good start. They lead it 2-0 here on Smith County as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Two runs both in the bottom of the second inning. A sacrifice fly by Wishrup, and then another run scoring on a wild pitch. Brant Barnhill, three scoreless innings to this point. And again, Hiawatha 2-0. Ashton Rocky will lead it off against Mason Rohr. It is Rocky, Dunn, and Smith, 3, 4, and 5, due up for the Braves in this bottom of the third. First pitch bends inside but misses the plate, and it's 1-0. Rocky hit it well in his first at bat but flew out to center field. A 1-0. Another one bends in there. Another one misses inside, 2-0. But Rocky has been as good as anyone for Hiawatha this summer. He had a great zone tournament. He was 2-for-2 yesterday. A single, a double, two walks, two runs, and an RBI. Now he takes one on the outside corner. Now 3 balls and 1 strike. Still has the advantage, 3-1 here, leading off the bottom of the third. Now he grounds it to the third baseman. That is Wilson, who got it on a nice hop and made a nice throw to first for the out. A ground out to third base to begin the bottom of the third, and that brings up Sam Dunn. Dunn 0-for-1, a strikeout in his first at bat. That is the lone strikeout for Mason Rohr so far. Base is empty, 1 out in the bottom of the third, and Hiawatha leading this game 2-0. Rohr taking his time here, settles in on the pitch and fires, and missed a little bit high for ball one. Dunn just south of a .360 batting average this summer. And he hits this one well, but out of play, foul to the right side. Yesterday, though, tough one for him, 0-for-4. And now 0-for-5 in the tournament after his strikeout in the first. No balls, 1 strike. The pitch is lifted out towards the gap in left center. And diving and missing it is the center fielder in Orr. It's going to be extra bases for Dunn. He was certainly due, and he ain't stopping at 2. He's heading for 3. Here's the throw. Not in time. It is a 1-out triple for Sam Dunn. Hiawatha back in business here in the home third. A runner 90 feet away with only 1 out. That is the 3rd triple of the summer for Sam Dunn. A big one there. Now Caden Smith, the big right-handed swinger, is coming up here with a chance to extend on a 2-0 lead. Steps in tall from the right side. Rohr's pitch, reaching out, grounding it to first base, and it botched by the first baseman. Misplayed by Luke Franklin. That'll be an error, and the run scores. It was not hit incredibly hard. My thought process there is, I don't think if he fields it cleanly, if he tried to go home, he wouldn't have got done. So your only play would have been at first base. You give up the run, but at least you get out number 2. But now an error makes it 3-0, and there's still only 1 out. And here's Brant Barnhill, who takes one inside for ball 1. So best-case scenario on that one for Hiawatha. 3-0 our score. Still only 1 out, runner at first. Now a high chopper right back to the pitcher. Only play is going to be at first. And a good throw there by Rohr, and 2 outs now. But Caden Smith goes up to second base. So now Gannon Becker, who reached on a bunt single in his first at bat. It's a beautifully placed bunt right down the third baseline. A lot of speed to beat out the throw. He is 1-for-1. 2 outs, runner at second, 1 across, 3-0 Hiawatha, bottom 3. Rohr's pitch is a called strike to make it 0-1. So 3 runs, 3 hits so far. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Rohr. And it's no balls, 2 strikes. That one missed outside. Not by much. Now it's 1-2. Caden Smith, the runner at second base, reached via an error. which allowed the runner in Dunn to score from third to give Hiawatha a now 3-0 lead. Roar looks back at seconds, kicks, and deals, and a swing and a miss. And down goes Becker with the strikeout, number two for Roar, but little damage done. An error and a run scored after a triple by Dunn, and we have played three, and that's the hot number. 3-0 our score. We head to a timeout back after this on KNZA.
Farmers, what are you looking for in soybean seed for next year? Let me help you answer the question. Are you looking for top yield potential, crop safety without sacrificing superior weed control? This sounds like Asgrow soybean varieties to me. Trusted and consistent performance with elite genetics. For everything you're looking for in soybean seed, look to Asgrow. Call Howard Seed today. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
3 innings in and a 3-0 lead for Hiawatha Post 66 here against Smith County in a winner's bracket game in Concordia. Coverage of the AA State Tournament on a KNZA all weekend long. It is presented by KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu, and then Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Grant Barnhill back to work. He has pitched well through 3 innings here against Smith County. No runs allowed. 3 hits and 1 walk. No strikeouts, but the defense has played well. A sack fly, a wild pitch, and an error have put up the 3 runs for Hiawatha so far. But we're in the fourth. Here is Luke Franklin, and a swing and a miss for strike number one. He lined out to Caden Smith at first base in his first at bat. Slavic and Doan, that is Reed Doan, will follow in this inning. Next pitch in the dirt, 1-1. Smith County puts 2 runners aboard in each of the first 2 innings, unable to get one across, and then got a 1-out single in the third, but then a line-out double play ended that inning pretty quickly. There's a called strike, and it's now 1-2. Batting from the left side, Luke Franklin. Here's the wind-up kick and deal. Missed with a high fastball, and it's 2-2. The winner advances and will play at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. The loser will have to play again tonight against Corning at 6 o'clock. This one is launched out of play, foul, way away down the right field line, and it's still 2-2. 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 3-0 Hiawatha here in the top of the fourth. 2-2, Barnhill kicks and deals. This is lifted out towards right field. Running over to it in the gap is Wishrup, and he can't get there. It's up against the wall. A good throw in, but it's a leadoff double for Luke Franklin. That'll bring up Evan Slavic, the left fielder. Slavic, he's 0 for 1. He popped out to the catcher in Lancaster his first time up, and now has an RBI chance here as Smith County looks to get on the board for the first time this afternoon. Barnhill right back to the stretch. He will kick and deal. Good off-speed pitch, and he was out in front of it. Slavic caught nothing but air, and it's 0-1. Looks back at second, nobody holding. The 0-1 is high. 1-1. Luke Franklin at second, a leadoff double. Hiawatha leading this game 3-0. Both teams winners yesterday in their opening round games. Next pitch is hit well out to left center field, and it drops in for a hit. And they're going to hold the runner in Franklin at third. So it was picked up and brought in quickly by Jacobson, but right now Smith County two on and nobody out. A double followed by a single, runners at first and third, nobody out, and here is Reed Doan, who singled in his first at bat, but now Coach Meiniger and crew want to have a discussion on the hill. And we'll try to settle it down again. Barnhill has pitched well so far. He's kept them off the board. But Smith County now threatening to the highest ability with two on and nobody out. Yeah, just an opportunity. I want to thank everybody again, all of our great sponsors throughout the summer. Our extra sponsors taking part in our state tournament coverage. We appreciate it very much. Wouldn't be able to do it without a lot of our great local businesses in Northeast Kansas, so we appreciate that very, very much. And myself, Kirk Kilman, just happy to be a small part of this coverage here this weekend in Concordia. All right, after the meeting, here we go. Big opportunity here for Reed Doan to get Smith County on the board. They're at the corners, nobody out. First pitch by Barnhill outside for ball one. Reed Doan, the second baseman, a single in his first at bat. That was in the second. He finished that frame, stranded at third. Barnhill's pitch low and in the dirt, and a throw to third, and now a pickle here. Luke Franklin gets caught between home and third. They get it back to Lancaster. Fakes the throw, gets the tag, and they get the lead runner out. A monstrous play and a great play by Lancaster. So they get the out at third. Slavik gets to second. But Franklin picked off. A big out number one. He gets caught in the pickle, goes back and forth a couple of times, and ultimately Lancaster applies the tag for out number one. But now it's a two-ball, no-strike count. Runner at second, one out. There's a good pitch called strike, and it's two and one. That was just monstrous. So, again, the runner at Slavik took off. Lancaster faked the throw to second, got Franklin off third just a little bit, enough to make a throw back. And now this one's lifted to left, and that's a base hit. So they get it right back to where it was, but with one out, and they're at the corners. So Slavik to third, Doan now two for two, a pair of singles, and again, it's same situation as just a moment ago, but the only difference is there's one out. So a double, a single, and a single here in the inning. And Franklin picked off between third and home, the lone out, but now they're at the corners again with one out. Still 3-0 Hiawatha. There's the runner taking off, and Lancaster doesn't even bother there, and Doan is there to second base with a steal. Base hit could get Smith County within one. They're at second and third, one out, 3-0 Hiawatha, top four. Barnhill lifts and fires. That one is in the dirt. Good stop by Lancaster. And it's two balls and no strikes. This is Eli Franklin, by the way, the catcher. Popped out to first in his first at bat. Now he takes one on the inside corner, but just missed, and now three balls, no strikes. With Ian Doan due up next. Well, Smith County threatening again. They have yet to score, but a great opportunity. He's standing tall, takes it all the way, and he thought it was ball four, but Barnhill gets the inside strike call, and it's 3-1. He did not even bother taking the bat off the shoulder. Now he looks a little more charged up for this one. 3-1, and he fouls it away. So now from 3-0 to 3-2. Big pitch coming up here to Franklin. 3-0 Hiawatha, top four. Slavik at third base. Reed Doan, the runner, at second. Barnhill's 3-2 is a foul ball. Just barely caught a piece to stay alive. Taking his time, Barnhill here is. Franklin steps back in the count full, three balls, two strikes. Second and third, one out, 3-0 here in the top of the fourth. And a swing and a miss, and down goes Franklin. Monster strikeout for Barnhill, and there's two outs. So now it's up to number nine in the order, and the right fielder, Ian Doan. That is the first strikeout, and a great time to get the first one there to get the second out here in the fourth. So now up to number nine in the order, Ian Doan, who singled in his first at bat. Trying to keep Smith County off the board. Once again, here's the pitch. In there for a called strike number one. Smith County had two on and one out in the first, could not score. Got two on with two outs in the second, could not score. Now a high chopper. Left side. Could be a tough play. Becker fields, fires, and delivers the out. So once again, Smith County goes empty. Barnhill gets out of another jam, and we've played 3.5. Hiawatha leading this game 3-0.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton. Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It is presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years experience, commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Give them a call, 785-851-0785. Also want to thank Helena Agra Enterprise, People Products Knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And shout out, of course, to McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, who sponsor our player of the game. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, Hiawatha 3 and Smith County nothing. 3.5 in and 3.5 to go. So Hiawatha with the lead, getting out of some jams. Brant Barnhill has pitched well. And here is Lancaster to lead off the bottom of the fourth. Dan Rohr fires in a first pitch fastball called strike number one. Lancaster, Wishrup, and Smith. That is Josh Smith due up this inning. Next pitch low for a ball, 1-1. Runs for Hiawatha courtesy of a sacrifice fly, a wild pitch, and an error. Next pitch outside, 2-1. Lancaster reached on a fielder's choice in his first at-bat, and he would have get on base, but then was replaced by Oldham as a courtesy runner, and then Oldham came around to score on that wild pitch. There's a called strike, 2-2. Sun peeking back out, just over 90 degrees. Ground ball to the shortstop. This is fielded nicely by Montgomery, but a low throw, and it can't get dug out. Lancaster thought about second, but it hit off the wall quickly, so he stays at first, and that's an error. Well, it was fielded well, had plenty of time, but the throw by Montgomery at short, well off target, and Lancaster a leadoff base runner here in the bottom of the fourth. A second error in the game for Smith County. Here is the windup and delivery. And Wishrup takes one low for ball one. Wishrup, a sacrifice fly, which brought in the first run of the game back in the second, so very productive so far for him today. Number nine in the order playing in right field. Runner at first, nobody out, 3-0, bottom four. Here is a high chopper. Montgomery takes it, throws to second. They get the lead run, but can't get Wishrup at first. So they get Lancaster for out number one, going to second. And Wishrup just takes his spot at first base with one out. So Montgomery a little bit redeeming himself after the throwing error that put Lancaster on. They get him out at second base. Now back to the top of the order. Josh Smith. Two at bats, a single and a walk. He has also stolen a base. One on, one out. Bottom four, 3-0 Hiawatha in this winner's bracket game. And Josh Smith takes one inside for ball one. And the pitch by Rohr. Fastball missing outside, 2-0. Well, not counting the error and the lone base runner, three innings pitched for Mason Rohr. He's given up three hits, two earned runs, a couple of strikeouts, a couple of walks. That one just missed outside, and it's now 3-0. Well, 3-0. See if Josh Smith takes all the way here. That's Hiawatha again building, or at least trying to build, on a 3-0 advantage. Process there. They threw over to first base. Wishrup back safely. Now a 3-0. It is a called strike, and he threw the bat, thought it was ball four. Usually never a good sign when you anticipate ball four, and yet the umpire calls a strike. So now 3-1. He's got to get his bat back. Let's see what the 3-1 offering pulls up. Oh, and 3-1, and it hits him. Well, I think Josh Smith would have rather have taken the walk on 3-0. He took a raging fastball in between the shoulder blades, and now two on and one out. And now meeting for Smith County. And it looks to be that doesn't look like they're taking the ball from Rohr. Looks like he'll continue to pitch. But Hiawatha in a good spot here, leading 3-0. Batting in the bottom of the fourth with one out and runners at first and second. Smith at first, just hit by a pitch. And Wishrup at second base now after he reached on a fielder's choice. So after the brief meeting, here is Cooper Jacobson, a walk in the first and a ground out first in the second, so he is 0-for-1. He has also stolen a base. Base hit could add a run and extend the lead. And Rohr's pitch is inside, kicks away. It's a wild pitch. Both runners advance. So Smith up to second base, and now Wishrup in at third. That is a wild pitch. Well in the dirt. Now base hits could add two. You got good speed on the pass right now with Wishrup and Josh Smith. Here's a 1-0. That one is in there called strike. One ball and one strike. Jacobson entered the tournament, 322 average. Takes another one outside. It's now 2-1. And yesterday, 1-for-4, a single and a run. And today, 0-for-1 with a walk. 2-1, and that one just missed high. Fans did not like that call. Give someone else a try if you're not going to call them, says one of the parents. Now a high fly ball center field, went pushing it, but playable. Deep enough, here's a play at the plate. It's cut off, and Wishrup scores on the sack fly. Jacobson comes through with an RBI. And it extends down to a 4-0 lead for Hiawatha. Josh Smith held true at second base, so Jacobson with an RBI, his first run batted in this state tournament. And it extends Hiawatha's lead to 4-0. With two outs and a runner at second here in the bottom of the fourth. So Ashton Rocky still an opportunity here to maybe get that runner in from second. And he takes a first pitch for strike number one. He is 0-for-2. A fly out and a ground out. Bats on the right side. Here's the pitch. And it's laced back through the hole and into center field. No way they're not sending Josh Smith. Here he comes, churning around. And the throw is a little bit tardy. And Rocky to second on the throw home. He comes through a two-out RBI. And now it's 5-0 Hiawatha. So it'll go down to RBI single, and then he gets to second base on the throw home. The inning started 3-0. It continues at 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth. So it continues now. Another runner in scoring position for Sam Doan. He tripled and scored in his last at bat. Now he takes a fastball outside for ball one. So Hiawatha putting together another good inning, extending on their lead. Roar's pitch is a high fastball, pops out of the glove of the catcher in Franklin, but able to gather to it quickly. Keep Rocky at second base. And the count on Dunn here, 2 balls, no strikes. Dunn also has a strikeout, did so swinging back in the first. Now he takes another one high, and it's 3-0. So Roar is working a little bit quick. And a 3-0 is low and inside. A four-pitch walk.
Ball four.
The inning continues. And that might do it, as we may get a new pitcher in for Smith County, and appears we will have our first pitching change. Hiawatha adding two here in the bottom of the fourth. Their lead is 5-0. Pitching change for Smith County. We'll talk about it after a break here on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
First pitching change here for Smith County. Reed Doan is going to be the new pitcher for the Blue Raiders. 2 runs in the inning have already scored for Hiawatha. Their lead is 5-0. They still bat here in the bottom of the fourth. As right now, a walk to Dunn has Rocky at second, Dunn at first base, still 2 outs, a sac fly by Jacobson, and an RBI by Rocky, the 2 runs here. Trying to get the defensive alignments figured out, so they put Roar at second. So they just swap Reed Doan and Roar at second pitch, pitcher, I should say, but nothing really crazy there. But 71 pitches in all for Mason Roar. He's responsible for the 2 runners on. But he goes 3 2/3. So Reed Doan will try to stop the momentum here. And the first pitch grounded right back to Doan. Caden Smith, Doan will run it out himself. Tag first for the outs, and that retires the side. But again, two runs in the inning. RBIs by Jacobson and Rocky. And a good game continues for Hiawatha. We have played 4. They lead it 5-0.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
K
KNZA.
Brad Barnhill back to work for Hiawatha. His team now a 5-0 advantage as they add two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. RBIs with a sack fly by Cooper Jacobson and then an RBI single by Ashton Rocky. And a very good game continues for Hiawatha. Again, 5-0 against Smith County here. Winner's bracket game in the AA state tournament here in Concordia. Winner will be done for today and we'll have a 3:30 semifinal tomorrow. But the loser will play again tonight at 6 o'clock against Corning Post 216. So they made a pitching change. Reed Doan for Mason Rohr. Rohr final tally there. 3 2/3, 4 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, and 2 hit batters. Barnhill to start the fifth. First pitch low and inside here to the top of the order and Bentley Montgomery for ball number one. A ground out. And a pop out in foul territory, first base side. 0-for-2 is Montgomery. Barnhill's pitch is low there in the dirt. Now 2 balls and no strikes. Mason Rohr and Davion Orr. And it might be hard to tell, but Rohr and Orr back to back. Here's a 2-0 outside. So advantage here, Montgomery to start the fifth. 3 balls, no strikes. 5-0, Hiawatha. And the 3-0 taken all the way, a called strike, now 3-1. Hiawatha scored 2 in the second, 1 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. And Barnhill has pitched 4 scoreless innings. And that one is low, ball 4.
Ball 4, now bring up Mason Rohr.
So, for the second consecutive inning, Smith County gets their leadoff man on. So Barnhill out of the stretch now as Mason Rohr hit by a pitch and has also popped out. He'll swing and miss at the first offering there to make it no balls, one strike. Bats from the right side, Barnhill the righty. Not much of a lead at first by Montgomery. They will throw over there anyways, and he's back in safely. Well, this is our fourth broadcast here on day two. Of course, we had Corning and Hiawatha's first-round games yesterday. We had Corning on 92-1 this morning as they kept their tournament alive with an 8-7 win against Norton. Now we got Hiawatha with their winner's bracket game here right now, and they have a 5-0 lead in the fifth. And then Corning awaits the loser at 6 o'clock. Here's a 1-1 by Barnhill in there for a called strike, and it is 1-2 on Rohr. We are guaranteed at least a broadcast into tomorrow for sure. Hiawatha trying to move on to the semifinals. There's a pitch that just missed inside. And now 2-2. And Barnhill kind of settling back in. Runner at first, nobody out. 5-0 our score, top of the fifth. Barnhill kicks and deals. Montgomery takes off. It's high for a ball. The throw is on target, but a little bit late. Montgomery didn't have a huge lead, but he got a really good jump. The pitch was high, and he's able to beat the throw. So he's at second base, nobody out, and the count now full on Rohr at 3-2. Pitch by Barnhill. It is low, ball 4. So Smith County, their first 2 on, back-to-back walks, and now Hiawatha will have a meeting on the hill. Barnhill has pitched well. He has kept him off the board. He has gotten out of multiple jams. Wondering if it's going to be a pitching change, and it doesn't look to be that way. Looks like it'll stay with right now with Brant Barnhill, who's once again pitched well. Just a quick, nope, it's going to be a late call. And they will make the change. It looks like they're going to bring in Jacobson from left field. So Hiawatha will make their first pitching change. They lead at 5-0. We're back right after this.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com.
KNZA.
Hiawatha's first pitching change in the game today as they bring on Cooper Jacobson, the left-hander, replacing Brant Barnhill. He gets a nice little ovation as he walks off. Again, responsible for the two runners on, but he has kept Smith County off the board to this point. Hiawatha leading 5-0 here in the fifth, but again, Smith County two on and nobody out. Trying to get something going as Michael Oldham has come in to play, it looks like, defensively in left field. So, trying to make sure I get the defensive alignments correctly. So I think the only change is Oldham now playing in left field as he comes off the bench. Jacobson, the new pitcher. Lancaster catching. You have Becker at third, Dunn at short, Josh Smith at second, Caden Smith at first. Oldham the change in left, Rocky in center, Wishrup in right. And Jacobson again now the new pitcher. So four innings, six hits, three walks, and a strikeout. But no runs allowed yet, but a run or two could be charged to Barnhill as he's responsible for the two on right now. A 5-0 Hiawatha. Jacobson comes in. Who has pitched over 25 innings this summer and has a 4.30 ERA with 30 strikeouts and 20 walks. He will get Davion Orr, who has reached base twice with a walk and a single. So 5-0, here we go. Jacobson sets the lefty against the lefty. In or, first pitch, outside for ball one. Montgomery at second, Roar at first. Top five. 5-0 Hiawatha. Here's the pitch by Jacobson, and it's laced out into center field for a base hit. Drops in front of Rocky, and they will hold the runners at second and third. So now the bases are loaded with nobody out. And here is Brant Wilson. Smith County. Continue what I was going to say there, but they have had opportunities throughout today's game, but yet to have scored. But now this is by far and away their best shot with the bases juiced and nobody out. Jacobson's pitch is inside for a ball. And Barnhill again responsible for Montgomery at third and Roar at second. And Jacobson responsible for Orr at first. Out of the windup and deals. It is a ground ball played back. The play is at second base for the out. No double play. So Hiawatha will take that. They'll trade it out for a run. Brant Wilson with the RBI. Montgomery scores. They get four out at second base. So now they're at the corners with one out. 5-1 now the score. That run charged to Barnhill. And could be charged with another if Roar at third is able to score. Jacobson again takes the out for the run and nearly threw it away as he was soft tossing it to first. As Wilson now is there. Hiawatha 5 and Smith County 1. They're at the corners with one out here in the top of the fifth. But Smith County has finally been able to break through with their first run of the game. Jacobson's pitch is low for a ball. And in the process, Wilson steals second without a throw. So a base hit could get Smith County within two. A lefty Jacobson fires. In there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Got some cloud cover once again, which cools it down a touch. Another pitch in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Well, Barnhill gave up back-to-back walks to begin the inning, and then Jacobson came in and gave up a single and a ground out. And this is launched out to right field. Should be well deep enough. Wishrup backs up, makes the catch. Both runners move and advance, and that brings in a run. But once again, you'll take it out for a run here as Luke Franklin hits the sack fly. Rohr scores from third. Wilson goes to third. So both runs charged to Barnhill. 5-2 Hiawatha, two outs, runners, or I should say one runner on at third base. And Slavik steps in and takes a called strike number one. He's one for two with a single. So two runs in, but Hiawatha still leads by three. Two outs, runner at third, and now a foul ball here makes it 0-2. So Barnhill, four innings, six hits, two runs, three walks, a strikeout, and a hit batter. And Barnhill, pretty solid four innings for sure. And now that one gets away, a wild pitch, runner coming in, and the runner's going to score. Now that run charged to Jacobson, and it's now a 5-3 game on the wild pitch. Bell-Smith County needed this inning to get back into it. Hiawatha's lead trimmed to 5-3. Now the bases are empty with two outs and the count 1-2 here on Slavik. The pitch. And there is a swing and a miss. And down goes Slavik. But Smith County needed this one. They get three on the board, but Hiawatha leads this game 5-3.
Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand with so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball here in Concordia today, brought to you by KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home but far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. And want to thank as well Holtow's Auto House in Fairview. How many Holtow's vehicles have you seen today? Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman. Smith County getting three runs in the top of the fifth, but Hiawatha still leading 5-3 as Hiawatha comes up here in the bottom of the fifth. And facing Reed Doan, the second pitcher utilized today by Smith County. And Barnhill will lead it off, and, or correction, Michael Oldham is now pitch hitting. And took the spot. Now foul ball here. So again, once Barnhill was taken off the mound, they brought in Jacobson, who was playing in left, and then Oldham went out to play defense in left field. So now Oldham getting his first at bat here in this game, as he'll take Barnhill's spot, who was 0-for-1 with being hit by a pitch. Here's a slow roller, third base side, going to be a tough play, low throw, and not in time. Micah Oldham beats it out, an infield single to lead off the bottom of the fifth. Oldham played yesterday, went 0-for-3, and now has his first hit of the tournament. So he's at first, nobody out. Here's Gannon Becker. He is 1-for-2, a bunt single and a strikeout. 5-3, Hiawatha. They bat here in the bottom of the fifth. And now another bunt being put down, but foul. Becker in the second inning laid a beautiful bunt down the third base line, and no chance for Wilson at third to make a play at first. No balls and one strike. There's a throw to first. Pretty close play, but Oldham is back in safely. Still 0-1. Doan the pitcher sets. This is Reed Doan and fires, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number two. So he didn't show bunt that time. He swung through it. The pitch was low and outside. He missed everything. Now needs to protect it 0-2. Runner at first, nobody out. Doan sets and deals. And it's popped up, foul territory, and out of play. Hiawatha 2 in the second inning. They scored 1 in the third and 2 in the fourth. Smith County all 3 of their runs in the top of the fifth. Hiawatha batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Runner at first, nobody out. 0-2 count here on Becker, and now Doan the pitcher stepping off and looking Oldham back to first. 0-2, another foul ball. So Becker fighting here at 0-2, staying alive, back-to-back foul balls. The winner off until tomorrow. The winner here is in a great spot as they will be 2-0 in the tournament. The loser will have to play Corning at 6 o'clock tonight, which we will have regardless of the opponent. Right here on 103.9. Another throw to first. Oldham back safely. Still no balls, two strikes here on Becker. And the pitch. Tried to frame it. Then the catcher and Franklin could not do so successfully, and it's 1-2. Not much of a lead. Rolled him at first. Here's a 1-2, and a swing and a miss. Good pitch there, and down it goes Becker for out number one. That is the first strikeout for Reed Doan. So one out, one on. Here's Lancaster. He has scored a run. He has reached on a fielder's choice, and he has also reached on an error. A colorful bat above his right shoulder, and watches it there as it goes by for ball one. Oldham at first, one out. Another toss to first. So they are certainly, I don't want to say concerned, but they're letting Oldham know that we know you're over there. Now this is lifted out into left field, and that drops in front of the left fielder Slavik for a base hit. And Lancaster has reached in all three of his at-bats, but that is his first hit of the game. Oldham up to second, so now Hiawatha putting a little something together, first and second with one out. And now Cooper Wishrup, who hit a sac fly, driving in a run in the second. He reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the two-run fourth. And Lancaster, I think we're going to have a courtesy runner, and Thonin will come in for him. So Thonin's been utilized multiple times here as a courtesy runner. Wind picking up, sun is out, warm afternoon. Doan's first pitch to Wishrup is outside for ball one. Oldham at second. Thonin, the courtesy runner, at first. 5-3 Hiawatha in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch low. Good stop by the catcher and Eli Franklin, keeping it in front. And now two balls, no strikes. Advantage here for Cooper Wishrup. Well, certainly Hiawatha would enjoy nothing more than to at least get a run back, maybe more, after Smith County got three in the top half of this inning to get within two. Foul ball there by Wishrup, two balls, one strike. Hiawatha holding on, it's 5-3. They beat Marysville yesterday 6-4. Smith County beat Independence 3-2. Here's a 2-1, and it's popped up. It'll stay behind second base, and the second baseman, Rohr, makes the play for out number two. So two on and two outs now. It's up to Josh Smith, who has had a productive afternoon. a single in the first, a walk in the second. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the fourth. A base hit could add a run. Reed Doan's first pitch, missing upstairs for ball one. So we're in the fifth, and Josh Smith up to bat for a fourth time. Doan sets, chest high, looking back at second, fires it quickly. It's a called strike, and then a throw to first, not in time. One ball, one strike, two on, and two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Hiawatha leading this game 5-3. Pitch by Doan is a ground ball to the third baseman, fields it and touches the bag for the easy ground out. And that retires the side, so Hiawatha threatens, but they don't get any runs. But five in the books, they still lead it, and this winner's bracket game over Smith County, our score is 5-3.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or skyviewequipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
KNZA.
Well, for the sixth inning we go. Hiawatha holding on to a 5-3 lead here on at Smith County. Double-A state tournament here, American Legion Baseball in Concordia this afternoon. We are on and off with the cloud coverage, but nonetheless a warm and breezy afternoon once again. Hiawatha, five runs, two in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth. Smith County, all three of their runs in the fifth. But now to the top of the sixth, Jacobson back to work. Replaced Barnhill and got the final three outs last inning. Now he steps up facing Reed Doan. And Jacobson's left-handed first pitch taken outside for ball one. Reed Doan, two for two, pair of singles. Up for a third time, takes that one outside, and it's 2-0.
Number seven, Reed Doan at the plate.
So Jacobson has pitched an inning in relief, a hit, a run allowed, and a strikeout. That one is taken for a called strike, now 2-1. He settles in quickly and fires the 2-1, a tie for ball three. Reed Doan followed by Eli Franklin and then Ian Doan after that. Coming down the home stretch in this winner's bracket game, and Hiawatha trying to hold on as they lead it by two. There's a called strike on the outside corner, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. 3-2 by Jacobson. Is lifted out to right field, but it's going to be pushed out of play. It's in foul territory, so trying to get it 3-2. Wind picking up, another 3-2. Is hit well out to center field, and that is a leadoff single. Right in front of Rocky, he just played it on a hop and slaps the glove. Maybe he thought he had a diving effort at it, but played it safe, kept it in front. And Doan is now 3-for-3. And that brings up Eli Franklin, who represents the tying run. Here is the windup. And the pitch by Jacobson bends it in there for the inside called strike number one. Eli Franklin catching 0-for-2, a pop out and a strikeout. Runner at first, nobody out. Top six, 5-3 Hiawatha, and he chops this one foul. And he's quickly behind, no balls, two strikes. Corning awaits the loser in a 6 o'clock game tonight. Hiawatha hoping it is not them. Here's an 0-2. Another high chopper to the right side. Fielded, underhand toss, in time for the out. Might as well have been a sacrifice there. Doan up to second base, but they get the first out of the inning. So now it's Ian Doan with Reed Doan at second base. One out here in the top of the sixth. Hiawatha leading it 5-3. He is 1-for-2 with a single. First pitch by Jacobson is inside for ball one. Jacobson, a 4.30 ERA entering the tournament, and now he takes another tough play off the mound, long throw, and gets it to first in time for the second out. So another ground out, 1-3. Reed Doan does get to third in the process, but there are two outs, and now it's up to Bentley Montgomery. Boy, Smith County would love to get this run in to at least get to within one. But Hiawatha would like the opposite and to get out of this inning with no harm done. Two outs, runner at third. Here's Montgomery, first pitch in the, well, I was going to say in the dirt. It looked a little bit low, but it is a called strike number one. Jacobson's 0-1. That is high. One ball and one strike. Bentley Montgomery, 0-for-2, a walk and a run scored. He has a big chance to get his team within one. Next one outside, it is 2-1. So after Reed Doan started the inning with a single, back-to-back groundouts got him to second and third. And he stands at third, and now this is hit well, out to right center field, running in to make the catch. Is Ashton Rocky, the athleticism shown once again. So Smith County can't get the run in from third, and Hiawatha holds it off. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning in this winner's bracket game, Hiawatha leading it by two.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha, an opportunity here coming up in the bottom of the sixth inning to try to add a little insurance here. They lead Smith County by a score of 5-3. Brandon Tabb and Kirk Kilman with you here on KNZA. And checking some changes here. Nope, it stays the same here for Smith County. Reed Doan back to work. Thought it was a new pitcher for a second, but Reed Doan is continuing on and he will get 2, 3, and 4 in the Hiawatha order. Very productive part of the order, starting with Cooper Jacobson. Winner plays in a semifinal tomorrow. Loser plays Corning at 6 tonight. And Jacobson hacks at the first pitch, pops it up, foul territory, and just out of play foul. And it's 0-1. There it is. A popsicle for a foul ball. Jacobson walked in the first, grounded out to first in the second, and hit a sac fly in the fourth. Takes a pitch high there, and it's 1-1. Corning won their elimination game earlier today, 8-7, thrilling fashion over Norton. Norton and Independence, the two teams eliminated to this point. Loser here will be still alive, as this is a winner's bracket game once again, but you'll take your first loss and put yourself in an elimination game later on, and In the process, Jacobson a fly out to center for out number one. So bases empty, one down. Here's Rocky. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the fourth. First pitch by Doan is a ground ball, second base side. This is Rohr, fields, fires, and safe the call. They say Rocky beat it out. Moans and groans from the fans do not agree. And that will be an infield hit. That was a bang-bang play. And now Hiawatha has a runner at first and one out. Here's Sam Dunn. He had a triple and scored in the third. He's also got a strikeout, and he's also walked. There was a throw over to first. Rocky back in safely. Certainly a threat to steal. And he takes off. Pitch is high. Throw to second. Low throw. Tag applied, but not in time. Rocky had 21 stolen bases entering the tournament, and he adds one here. Now a base hit could add a much-needed insurance run for Hiawatha. 1-0 pitch to Dunn is upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. 5-3. Hiawatha batting in the bottom of the sixth. And a shot to the left side and finds the gap into left field for a hit. Here is Rocky. Too much speed around third. It's cut off and the throw is late. Not in time. And Sam Dunn, an RBI single, gets to second on the throw home and a much-needed insurance run to make it 6-3. There was no chance Rocky was not coming in on that one. And the middle part of this order, not just today, but all season long, has been very, very productive. And another opportunity here with the runner at second. Still only one out. Caden Smith steps in, takes one high for ball one. Smith reached on an error. That's his only time being on today. That was back in the third. He also has a couple of ground outs. Doan's pitch is a called strike, and it's 1-1. Well, Jacobson flew out to center to begin the inning. Rocky singled and stole second, and then Dunn brought him home to make it 6-3. Throw back to second. Ooh, tag a little bit late, but just getting back in time is Dunn. So Dunn at second. He has reached base in three of his four at-bats, and that was his first RBI of today's game. 1-1, one out. Pitch to Smith. And he lifts it out to shallow center field. Could be a tough play. And unable to get there is Orr in center. So everyone is safe. And Dunn had to hold off and wait. He will get up to third. That was a very tough play. It was literally as middle as you can be between the running second baseman, Rohr, and then Orr out in center. But it falls into a perfect spot. Now runners at the corner, still only one out. And Oldham up for a second time as he pitch hit for Barnhill back in the fifth. And it looks like Ren Hageman's going to come in to pitch run for Caden Smith. So he'll take over. Hageman does at first for Smith. Runner at third is done. Still only one out. One across. Key insurance being added here by Hiawatha. They lead at 6-3 in the bottom of the sixth. And they call a balk. And that, my friends, will score a run. 7-3 Hiawatha. Not what the doctor ordered if you're Smith County. So now, Hageman, courtesy runner at second base. Dunn is in. Two runs have scored. 7-3 Hiawatha, still one out. And doing this at a very good time in the late innings. First pitch here to Oldham is a little bit high for ball one. His lone at bat in the fifth was a single. And now he hits it well out into center field. Another base hit. Hageman charging around third, and he will score. 8-3, Hiawatha. The inning continues. The insurance being applied. Hiawatha leads by 5. One on and still one out. Here's Gannon Becker. He is 1-for-3. A bunt single, a couple of strikeouts. And the first pitch taken high for ball number one. The 1-0 is lifted out towards center field. This one much more playable for Orr. And he makes the catch for out number two. So Oldham at first, two down. Now Lancaster, an opportunity. He has reached on a fielder's choice. He has reached on an error. And he has reached on a single. So he has reached in all three of his at-bats, but all three in different varieties. There's a throw down to first base after the first pitch was low for ball one. But a big-time inning here for Hiawatha, plating three so far. Two outs, though. Their lead is 8-3 in the bottom of the sixth. A great opportunity to advance and stay unbeaten in this tournament. And the pitch is taken there for a called strike. And on Lancaster, one ball, one strike. That's from the right side. Doan sets. Been a little rocky for him this inning. And now Lancaster hits it high in the air, right side. And it's going to be the second baseman, Rohr, to make the catch in shallow right center for the out. But damage certainly done as they get three big insurance runs. Hiawatha three outs away from advancing. They lead Smith County 8-3.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Farming, it's the life. Indeed it is. The life of long planting and harvest hours. The life of our faith and family. The life of small towns and honest people. It's also the life of buying crop inputs, fertilizer, chemicals, and seed. To help manage risk in those inputs, buy DeKalb and Asgrow Seed. Call Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they are helping you get there safely. And also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Hiawatha, three outs away from advancing and staying undefeated. In this state tournament, they lead Smith County by a score of 8-3. They just plated three key insurance runs in the bottom of the sixth and turned a 5-3 lead into an 8-3 advantage. And this is the last opportunity for Smith County, and they need 5 minimum. Now, if the score holds, Smith County, they're not out of it. It will be their first loss, but Corning awaits the loser at 6 o'clock tonight. Which we'll have for you right here on 103.9. Jacobson trying to shut the door. Mason Rohr steps in, takes the first pitch high for ball one. Jacobson has pitched well in relief, trying to finish the final three after Barnhill pitched the first four. Next pitch high, 2-0. Rohr has been hit by a pitch. He has popped out, and he has walked and scored. And Jacobson, the lefty, fires in a called strike, and it's 2-1. Rohr Moore will be followed by Davion Orr and then Brant Wilson. This is hit to the left side, and it drops inside the line for a hit. Excuse me, you couldn't have placed that one any better. That will be a leadoff single for Mason Rohr here in the top of the seventh. Well, needed that if you're Smith County, but you got a long way to go. Leadoff single, Rohr at first. Nobody out. 8-3 Hiawatha here in the seventh. Here's Davion Orr. First pitch in there, called strike. He has had a good afternoon, and he takes another one in there, a called strike, and he's quickly 0-2. He has singled twice, and he has walked, but he has not worked his way around the base paths and has not scored a run, and now he lifts it out towards the gap in left center field. Could be trouble, and it drops, and this is going to be extra bases. And they will hold Rohr at third, and Orr with a double. So a single and a double. So now, how crucial were those insurance runs for Hiawatha in the bottom of the sixth? They lead it by 5-8-3, but Smith County, a single and a double to lead off the seventh, and they have him at second and third, nobody out. Here's Brant Wilson. He is reached twice, both by the fielder's choice. And he swings and misses at a high fastball, and it's 0-1. More impressive about that double by Orr, it was on an 0-2 count. Jacobson out of the windup and throws one in the dirt for ball one. Smith County, their three runs were back in the fifth. Now this is popped up and foul right behind us. Whoever grabs that will get a free popsicle. One ball, two strikes here on Brant Wilson. Jacobson's pitch in the dirt, kicks away, and that is going to move him up, and that is going to tally a run. That is a wild pitch, and now it's 8-4. So a runner at third, nobody out, one run in, 8-4 Hiawatha. And the count on Wilson, two balls and two strikes. Time called here by the umpire. And here is the 2-2. Ground ball towards second, fielded by Dunn behind the bag. Sidearm throw gets the first out. The run is in, so it's 8-5, but they get the much-needed first out. Another great defensive play by Dunn at short, right behind the bag at second. So one out, base is empty. 8-5, Hiawatha by 3, but Smith County, they still got work to do down to their final two outs. Luke Franklin steps in and takes a pitch outside for ball one. Hit a sack fly in his last at bat. He swings and misses at that one, and it's 1-1. He also doubled back in the fourth and is lined out to first. Jacobson moving quickly, 1-1 in the dirt, ball two. Couple of hits and a ground out. The wild pitch also producing a run. But again, how important were those insurance runs for Hiawatha in the bottom of the sixth? If they didn't get those, this game could be tied. But they still lead by three. One out, base is empty. Here is a 2-1. In there, called strike, knee high. 2-2. Here on Luke Franklin. Lefty on lefty matchup here. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away. Lancaster Fields throws down to first to complete the out. So now Smith County down to their final out. And now a meeting on the hill here for Hiawatha. An 8-5 score. See if they make a change here. I don't believe they will, but we'll see. And if this score holds, I don't think they're going to make a pitching change here. The meeting on the mound continues, or maybe they will. I can't tell. Everyone's kind of standing in a circle, but they will make the change. So let's go ahead and step aside. I mean, Hiawatha's needing just one out to end it. And Jacobson pitched well since taking over for Barnhill in the fourth inning. So 8-5, Hiawatha by 3. They're one out away from advancing. A pitching change, and we'll talk about it right after this.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
Kansaland Radio.
Oh, Hiawatha one out away from advancing. They lead this game 8-5 in the top of the seventh inning, but they pull Jacobson, and now the third pitcher is Sam Dunn as he will try to get the final out of the game and get Hiawatha into the semifinals tomorrow afternoon. Important runs in the bottom of the sixth turned a 5-3 lead into an 8-3 advantage. But Smith County did come back. Two early runs here in the seventh to get within 8-5, but right now that's where it stands, and bases are empty with two outs. Barnhill pitched the first four innings. Jacobson got through 2 2/3, and now Dunn looking for the final out of the game. And it's up to Evan Slavik, the left fielder, who is 1-for-3, a single, a strikeout, and a pop out. So here we go. Dunn, staggered stance, kicks with the left, fires with the right, and it is in there for a called strike number one. Impressive afternoon offensively for Hiawatha as they look to advance. Next pitch runs inside, nearly got Slavik, but he avoids the contact, 1-1. Done again. Fires. Ooh, close. Just missed outside. 2-1. Slavik popped out to the catcher in the second, singled in the fourth, and struck out in the fifth. One out away from advancing is Hiawatha. Now this one is hit well out to right field, but we go at least one more bat. That is a two-out single. So the inning continues. Reed Doan, they need to at least get another base runner on to get at least the potential tying run to the plate. But Doan is pitched in relief multiple innings, but offensively 3-for-3. He has singled in all three of his at-bats. Dunn throwing over two first. Slavik getting back in safely. Not much of a lead. Hiawatha just needs one out to win the game. Just missed a little bit upstairs. 1-0. Here on Reed Doan. And he started defensively at second base, but then took over middle of the game on the hill. Pitched fairly well. Hiawatha got him a little bit in the later innings. And there is a called strike, 1-1. Well, when we get to the post game, if Hiawatha holds on, we're going to talk about how important those those insurance runs were in the sixth. Next pitch outside, 2-1. Quick throw to first, and Slavik back in safely. Two balls, one strike, two outs, one on. 8-5 Hiawatha, one out away. Staggered stance, lifts with the left, fires with the right. Hit out of play, and now Smith County down to their final strike. It's 2-2. Can Dunn close the door? Pitch to Doan. Right now, 2-2. Lifts out with it. Fly out to shallow right. The second baseman, Josh Smith, makes the catch and secures the win. And Hiawatha advances to the semifinals with an 8-5 win over Smith County. Our postgame show is next here on KNZA.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or SkyviewEquipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Hey Hiawatha, want lightning fast fiber internet? Now is the perfect time to switch. Enjoy the most enhanced network available and save $10 off your monthly bill for the rest of the year. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value, supports remote work, education, and entertainment. If you haven't already scheduled your fiber install, now is the time. Currently booking September installations. Don't wait. Call us today at 800-892-0163.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
KNZA.
Hiawatha Post 66 moves to 2-0 here at the state tournament, and they advance to a semifinal game tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Opponent to be determined. It's going to be either Concordia or Iola as they hold on to win it by a final score of 8-5 against Smith County here this afternoon. Again, Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman. So we have one more game on the schedule tonight. Corning, Post 216, will get Smith County in an elimination game around 6 o'clock. So we're going to have a little bit of a gap between our games here. So Iola and Concordia and the other winner's bracket game, that's the next one due up here. So our game will be after this one. Again, roughly around at 6 o'clock. We'll see how this one goes. But nonetheless, Hiawatha, impressive again. They move to 2-0. They get to 28-10 on the summer. They tie Iola for the most wins here in the tournament. But Iola can get win number 29 if they beat Concordia here coming up. Again, Big time for Hiawatha as they led this game 5-3 going into the bottom of the sixth inning. It stayed pretty consistent throughout, and then they add three monster insurance runs with RBIs by Sam Dunn and Micah Oldham. Oldham was great after coming in for Barnhill. He was 2-for-2 in his two at-bats, and even that one single in the sixth that brought in a run. And then they got the third run on a balk call. So two RBIs, and then how crucial it was because it turned a 5-3 lead into an 8-3 lead. And Smith County came back, two quick runs in the seventh to get within 8-5, but it was able to be held from there as Dunn had to get the final out. Jacobson in relief, 2 2/3. Barnhill pitched the first four, but Dunn got the final out and got the win, or I should say, and got this game won for Hiawatha. They win it again by a final score of 8-5. So they are off for the rest of the day, and will play either Iola or Concordia tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, which we'll have right here for you on a KNZA. It is now time for our player of the game. It is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And not going to lie, I'm still kind of thinking on this one as we kind of look through. You know, thought of me looked at someone like Brant Barnhill, who pitched the first four innings. He only had two at-bats. He reached once and scored, but only allowed two runs in four innings. And that's really solid offensively. It was all pretty scattered and pretty even Stevens for the most parts. You know, you got your consistency guys up top. Jacobson reaching twice, or reaching once, also had a sac fly. Rocky, a big single in the fourth, also another one in the sixth. Sam Dunn had two hits, reached base three times. I'm not going to lie, I'm just kind of thinking on the fly. I haven't really thought about it yet as we were kind of tallying up some of the numbers here, but why not? Let's go ahead and give it to Brant Barnhill. Let's do it. I mean, pitching is so crucial when you get to this point in the season, and he only went four innings, but only two runs allowed, three walks and a strikeout. I will just go ahead and give it to Barnhill. He did reach in one of his two at-bats and also scored a run as well. So Brant Barnhill, our player of the game. It's brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. So that's going to do it for us here. We got a little bit of a timeout as we got a game break as our next one roughly around 6 o'clock. Corning is set to play another elimination game. Corning post 216 and Smith County post 220 at about 6 o'clock. We'll stay up to date as best we can, but nonetheless we'll get one more game in here tonight as Corning will try again to win an elimination game. Final tallies in this one as Hiawatha wins it and moves to the semifinals. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. And for Smith County, the loss, their first of the tournament, now 13-8. 5 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors, 8 left on base. Smith County and Corning around 6 o'clock here on KNZA tonight. Hiawatha against either Concordia or Iola in one of the two semis tomorrow afternoon. Our coverage continues later on tonight. Thanks for listening. And we're back around 6 o'clock for Corning and Smith County. You've been listening to American Legion Baseball. We'll talk to you tonight.